False Picture by Veronica Healy. Side 2. B ground her teeth, fighting with herself. On the one hand, Maggie was free, white and over 21, and therefore, if she agreed to go undercover, it was no skin off B's nose. On the other hand, the girl was only just beginning to recover from the damage inflicted on a too tall, too sensitive girl by a destructive ex-husband. Though reasonably bright, Maggie wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer, and her attitude to life in general could be compared to that of an untrained but willing puppy. Naive was her middle name, and if unchecked, she'd dress from head to foot in day-glow lycra. Would it be fair to ask her to go undercover? The coffee grinder stopped. For this relief, much thanks. But the radio continued to churn out its tom-tom of doom and gloom. Maggie shouted from the kitchen. "Want some coffee? Oops, I just remembered. Someone rang for you earlier and I said I didn't know when you'd be back." "Who was it?" B dumped her bag on the table in the window, Hamilton's old card table, placed where she could sit and overlook the garden below.
"Dunno. I asked Oliver where you were, but he didn't seem to know. Oh, and the man came round to see about the rewiring, and he wants to know if you need Wi-Fi or something. It costs extra, of course. Oh, bother, that's my phone again. Hello?"
Another burst of laughter. B took the packet Velma had given her and trod down the stairs to the agency in the basement. Definitely she must have these dingy rooms redecorated. Rewiring, yes, though she didn't understand about Wi-Fi. Oliver would know. She went through to the big back room which had once been Hamilton's office. Because the house was built on a slope, this room had access to the garden through French windows. She dumped Velma's package on the desk, which was now hers, and bent to pick all that tiresome correspondence out of the waste paper basket, which was empty. Feeling stupid, B picked up the basket and shook it. It remained empty. She began to panic. The letter from the tax people, the invoice from that letter of complaint which must be answered, the communication from a solicitor about a case she'd never even heard of. Gone. Maggie came clattering down the stairs and rushed through the hall to the agency reception office at the front of the house, still talking on her mobile. B ran after her, short of breath.
"Maggie, did you empty the waste paper basket?" "What? Oh, hold on a mo. Dustbin day today."
B told herself to take long, slow breaths. Recycling was the thing. All paperwork went into a green box in the well outside the basement steps leading up to the road. Of course the paperwork would be in there, safe and sound. Maggie had turned on her computer while still talking on her phone. B went through the tiny vestibule and out into the open air at the bottom of the steps. Maggie's perky little bay tree was doing well, and the steps were swept every day. The green recycling box was there, and the bag with paper for recycling was in it. Good. Not so good was the fact that the most important letters were not in it, including the ones from the taxman and the solicitor. The rain had turned to a mild sort of drizzle. B went back inside and stood over Maggie till the girl looked up from her phone call and realised something was up. She told her caller to hold on a moment and smiled up at B, all eager beaver.
"Maggie, have you been doing some shredding?" "Uh-uh. Anything with our details on it, okay?"